My name is Jill Wolf. I'm 37 years old. Today is June 27th, 2017. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center with my friends and fellow advocates.
My name is Audra Tobin. I am 29 years old. Today's date is June 27th, 2017. I am at the Cultural Center in Chicago, and I am with my mother.
My name is Linda Tobin. I'm 66 years old. Today is June 27th, 2017. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center, and I'm here with my daughter.
Audra and Linda, I am so excited to be sitting here with you. While I love you, Linda, we just met an hour ago. I love your daughter. And she, I guess, tell me about your daughter. Well, before I go into cavilling about your daughter, why don't you tell me what it's like to be sitting next to, is she your youngest?
Yes.
Your youngest
She's
baby.
My our princess warrior.
Ooh.
She is has a heart of gold. She is driven. She's honest, and she's filled with a lot of love. But don't cross her.
Thank you for that notice. I will not. I don't think I have yet.
You're good.
And tell me about this woman sitting next to you who you lived inside for 9 months.
She is a fighter. She's strong. She is a mother and a wife and a daughter. She's very giving and thoughtful. And don't cross her.
I guess you learned. She learned from the best.
Yes, she did.
Well, I want to not cross you. I want to touch your heart. I want to, I'm just really excited to be spending this time with you. And I guess I want to start with, if it's okay, how I met Audra. Why don't, Audra, can you talk about at least what you remember the first time we met?
I met Jill Wolf in the DePaul University's and AIDS Foundation of Chicago Public Health, Masters of Public Health Boot Camp. It's an MPH program for aspiring leaders in the HIV or hepatitis C world. And you get selected to go in there. I went in there for a week to learn about, you know, an MPH program, and more specifically, population health as it relates to HIV, hepatitis C. I met Jill Wolf when she walked in to do her presentation on what she does for a living every day, what she's up against every day, the infection, how she's helping people. I heard her recite a poem that makes me emotional even thinking about, because I remember sitting there, what, 3 or 4 years ago thinking, my God, she has the words for everything that I feel. And I'm not even infected with Hep C. And after her poem, I walked right up to her in the middle of the classroom and just fell in her arms unintentionally. I just asked her if I could shake her hand and thank her for her amazing words that she had for the entire classroom. And Jill asked if she could give me a hug. And we have been inseparable ever since.
Yes. And to you, Linda, I saw this. We're both little white chicks in this field where there's not a lot of white chicks necessarily, but we have a place there. And here was this other passionate, heart-filled woman who just stood up. I think you were in like the third row, if I remember, because you're short, but I remember you kind of being far away. And I loved her right away. And even then she opened her mouth and kind of talked to me about you, and I didn't know you, but I was just so grateful that she had this connection to what I was saying. And I feel very humbled to be sitting amongst a dynamic mother-daughter duo. My mom is my warrior princess as well, I guess. I don't even know how to say it. And I couldn't imagine if she had Hep C. And hearing a little bit about what the two of you have gone through together needs to be shared. And so I'm going to launch it to you. And what comes to mind when we bring up your daughter and Hep C and why you're sitting here?
I'm proud that she has taken on the role of trying to help people with Hep C, because everyone out there is scared. They're afraid they're going to die. And they need help. And if they don't get this help, they will die. And she's right there to help, be part of their lives, and she's a force behind them to make sure they get their treatment, they get their housing, that they eat, that they make their doctor's appointments. She is everything that they're lacking. as far as strength and support. She's giving it to them. And I couldn't be prouder of her. She's just an amazing person.
I'm going to fast forward ahead to like maybe around July 25th, 2009. Does that date ring a bell to you?
Oh, forever.
Tell me.
The day I got a phone call.
From?
My new doctor that I had gone to because I had an injury on my elbow. And I told him that as long as I was there, would you check my thyroid? Because I've always had thyroid issues since my father was dying in 94. Hmm. My thyroid just kind of went. Mm-hmm. And so the phone rang. I picked it up, and he said, I have been sitting in my office all morning trying to figure out how to tell you this. And I remember falling onto the red couch and going, what's wrong? And my first thought was cancer. And he said, you have hepatitis C. And I went, what is hepatitis C? I've never even heard of it. Heard of B, hep B, over the years, but never C. And he said, you need help immediately. I said, well, where should I go? He goes, there's no one here to help you. You need a hepatologist. You're going to have to go back into Chicago. So I called my friend that ran a hospital in Chicago, and he set me up with another doctor. She checked me. She said, yes, you have it. And I started treatment on July 25th, 2009.
You took this medication in total for like 17 months?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you, what, for 17 months, you felt like what?
Like I was going to die. I couldn't get out of bed. I just laid there. And then I would get real hot inside my body. Mm. I had sores in my mouth, but I wasn't giving up.
So what if I told you today, someone who were to get a diagnosis and to start treatment would take a pill and not get headaches, not get throwing up, not, maybe they'd get headaches, but they wouldn't be throwing up. They wouldn't have sores in their mouth. They wouldn't feel like they're dying. They wouldn't be able to not get out of bed. What's that like for you to hear that, let's see, 2009, what, like 7 years later?
It was everything I hoped for and prayed for, that this treatment would be found to be easier and more efficient, because everything I was taking was basically experimental. There was nothing to confirm and guarantee I was going to be okay. So everything that I was taking made me deadly ill, and I kept thinking, well, if this is how we have to do it to get better, I'll do it.
Thank you for giving me your time, ladies. It's
Thank
truly
you.
A gift.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hip, hip, hooray.
Yay.
Hip, hip, hooray. Hip, hip, hooray. The Tobin motto.